Yeah, this is definitely better outside than inside.
Yeah, it's
you're sitting there, you'd have went, "No, Alan!" I'd have been like, "Oh!" I'd have been like, "Oh, shock, I can't speak."
Alan Mair, hello!
Hello, hi,
again.
Hello. Nice to see you again.
So you are from Glasgow, you're a Scottish man. Can you describe Glasgow? When, how was it when you were living there, or is it now?
Glasgow is a fantastic city, and as the years have gone on, it's got better and better. When I was there playing in a band, when I was 15, 16 in the 60s, everybody wanted to play, because of the Beatles, or because of the American, Gene Vincent and people like that, that when American music was coming over, everyone wanted to play in a band. And then, so at 14, we decided to form a band. We found a little record shop that was importing all this amazing American R&B music, as it was called R&B then. You know, Solomon Burke, Don Covey, even the Miracles, you know, this music hadn't really reached Glasgow. So we were learning all this American R&B. Girls were looking at us, watching us. The boys would get jealous. So there was two gangs in Glasgow. One was called the Mary Hill Fleet, and the other one, the most famous one, which is written about for years, was the Glasgow Tongs. And somehow the Glasgow Tongs kind of attached themselves to us. And because we were having problems with the Mary Hill Fleet, who would quite often sort of throw bottles at you or big thick glass ashtrays, you know, we almost encouraged them to help look after us. So at the lunchtime concert, we had 20 Glasgow Tongs were holding the crowd back. But eventually the crowd just kept on surging forward and the stage collapsed. We only got 3 songs done and we had to stop. Let me tell you about the This time there's so many people in the square that they stopped all the traffic. The crowd had spilled out onto the streets. This little quiet lunchtime concert turned into a complete riot.
And the gang, how did they look like? With a leather jacket?
Well, they all wore very long leather coats because they carried swords and they carried big machetes. We didn't know this really at the time. They carried, you know, very, very offensive, very deadly weapons.
You were a skinny musician.
Yeah.
Surrounded by...
by the Glasgow Tongs. Of that riot, then we ended up front page of all the Scottish papers saying, who are the Beatstalkers? Who are these homegrown pop stars that we don't know about? And really from then on, everything we did became, you know, if we opened a shop, a mod shop, that became a riot. And then when we left Glasgow to come to London, 2,000 people turned up at the Glasgow Central Station, blocked the trains, they were all over the railways, and the Chief of Police of Glasgow said, the next time you leave, you don't leave from here, you've got to leave from the airport, which was outside Glasgow. So then the next time we flew, but the same thing happened. Thousands of people turned up at the airport, and then you could walk out onto the tarmac to go to the plane. So there was fans lying on the runway to stop the plane taking off. Traveling in a Black Mariah, which is a police vehicle with just little slotted windows, and we were leaving this venue, the Elizabethan Club. Two of the Tongs came into the vehicle with us to protect us, so we had Divot and Vinny in the back of our vehicle, and we stopped at the traffic lights, and suddenly the whole van was surrounded by maybe 20 of the Mary Hill Fleet, and Divot and Vinny looked at each other and said, "Should we go?" And they literally opened the back doors of the van, opened their coats and pulled out swords and machetes and was waving them about. And as we drove away, As we drove away, there was this gang fight taking place. And the next time we saw them, they were all cut, but they just didn't care. The more cuts they had, it was more power to them.
Every day I'm slipping away into another world. Fantasies and fairy lights, puffs of smoke since we broke. Standing at the bus stop, waiting for the train to go by.
You sell very well the city, yeah? We want to go to Glasgow.
It's not, I have to say, hasten to add, it's not like that anymore. Glasgow's, it's changed massively. It's very well policed and it's, you know, it's...
And now there are women in gangs. It's not sexist anymore.
Yeah, no. Glasgow's very safe now. It's a beautiful city. It's got the only cast iron building in Europe, including the where Lemmy's from.
Scratched your name on every coffee stall.
And in 2005 there was a reunion, the Beat Stalkers, and you did a live DVD. Just a few words about the song Slam that you have to remasterize.
Yes, well, on a sadder note, when my mother passed away, so I found the 7 singles in my mum's possessions, and I was like, oh, this is, you know, because I only had 2 myself. And I tried to get a hold of the masters from Decca and from CBS, but no one could find the masters. So I brought some, you know, I brought the 7 singles down to London and they were sitting in my studio. So I put one track into Pro Tools to clean up all the clicks and pops, because the records were quite scratched. So I cleaned up one song, which took me about a month to do. And I thought, okay, well, I'm on a mission now. I'm going to clean up all 14 tracks. So then I finished mastering, put that CD out, and to my astonishment, it sold really well. And that led to the Beatstalkers doing a reform. Say it once more. I'll say it clearly. Say. Bonjour. 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 This is Alan Mayer. She's laughing. She's giggling. I've obviously said it perfectly.
For the Belgian podcast.
For the Belgian podcast. Bonjour. Bonjour. This is Alan Mayer for the Belgian podcast.
Hola. Thank you. Alors, I'm going to take a picture.